A little bit of pop punk right there for you. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. Yeah, that was We Are Union with A Better Home. So I figured in this hour I was going to play some pop punk and with some ska influences on some of the tracks as well. Just because I haven't really been spinning that genre, I thought. All right, in the last little while. I go through these phases just like yourself where I want to hear a certain style of music for a little bit and then I switch to another. But I'm really all over the place. When I say that, I really am all over the place. And if you've ever heard my show before, you're like, this dude is like really all over the place. But I get it. So yeah, that's, I think you're thinking, whatever. But anyway, in this hour, music is going to be some pop punk with a little bit of ska influences on stuff. So just because I really dig the horns on some of the tracks. So yeah, I put a set together for you. In this first set, you'll hear some Percy with Write Me Off, Finding September, Forever Emerald, Project Revise as well, Ready Steady Steroids, which is a fun name, I think, Fluorescence as well. But kicking things off, we're going to do some Weigh the Anchor. No, The Middle Room as well, but kicking things off, we will do Weigh the Anchor, Medicaid on Steel City Music. Check it out.
Yeah. lecture, I'm already gone. You don't get the picture, I'll drop it on my own.
Scan must be free, and you must be out of your mind to think you're the first person to say that. You're not even the first one today. Don't worry about the scan. I'll type in the product code and charge you double. I swear, I fake laugh at this job so much, I forget how my real one sounds.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Look out, man!
Magician, thief, cavalier, and acrobat. acrobat. That was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, We would you complete me instead? Keep me.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so we are doing an hour of post-punk or power pop punk with horns, with ska, with all these little mixtures, that sort of thing. We just did a nice big front half hour of that. I also want to remind you again, which I seem to be doing every show just once in a while, check out some of the local clubs' websites and still see if they are open. Check in on them just like you check in on everyone else. This lockdown here in Ontario has been extended for a couple more weeks, so all the different venues are doing different things to keep afloat because they can't do shows and they can't do live streams. And there's a whole bunch of different things. So they're offering merchandise for sale, that sort of thing. So check out Absinthe Hamilton, and maybe they have some stuff that you could buy, some merch-wise, to keep them afloat until things open up a little bit more. Also, check out the Casbah as well. They are on the web as well. Check out casbah.ca to find out more information, and their Facebook and all the other stuff to see if you can help them out. I know they were doing a bottle service for a while there, and they're still selling some merch, that sort of thing. So check in on those venues. I also see a lot of musicians around town, which I think is really kind of them, to be doing shows on Facebook. Brenna Burns, who I can't say enough great things about, for a while was doing stuff on Facebook, taking donations and giving those donations to the venue to keep them afloat, doing what she could. And also in the month of April, she was doing the Lucaya Cafe, a place that she was doing Tuesday nights open mics at for the longest time. So I thought that was a really kind of her. You see that all the time, more and more. So I think that's a heartwarming thing to see people look out for other people, you know? So good on you. But anyway, check in on some of the clubs and see if you can help out if you have the extra cash, that sort of thing. Or share and give them a like and let people know about them. Coming up in this next set of music, an interview with the Ruddy Ruckus, Ordinary Life, Planet Mercury, Kill Lincoln. We'll be starting things off for you. Check it out. You're going to love it. Steel City Music, man.
Welcome. My life's a mess, but I smile for the camera. I'm second guess if they couldn't care less. If I'm on my own, don't call me a loner. Yeah, I've got the world wrapped around my finger. I'll kill them with a smile. Have you wrapped up in denial? Tired, insecure. No one believes you when you tell them living life is such a bore. A hollow smile's already what I've got, and I can't keep bleeding out. It's got me singing in my plastic souls to blame. Yeah, my lonely heart is going down the drain. This is my cynical serenade.
Yourself. Cause you were telling racist jokes. We kept the lights off and sang along in the dark. So dye your hair and put your black pants on. Shout, fuck the man, but you are the man. Fucking wrong.
status quo.
Folks, you listen to Steel City Music. My next guest is someone that I spend more time chatting about this, that, and the other thing more than we're supposed to actually be doing our interview or our recorded chat for the show. It's Rob Brown from Rocket Launcher Records. Hi, Rob. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well, Gene. How are you doing, Gunner?
Well, you know how I'm doing. I don't know why we do this, because I think the last couple of interviews we've done the same thing where we've talked forever about everything and went, oh, yeah, we're supposed to promote something. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And full disclosure, folks, I already told Rob that I did an interview with Jay Pullman, formerly of the band Groove, and he was the wrong interview. I was supposed to actually interview Rob. So I talked. Great interview when you listen to the Jay Pullman interview, folks. He's a great guy. I'm pretty sure I did it. Interviewed him while he was having dinner with his family. That was really nice of him. I felt kind of bad about that. So anyway, you'll hear it in the interview. I don't think he chews while we talk, but you know, you can hear something going on in the background. But anyway, Pally Wally, you sent me a song. What's the deal with the new tune?
Yes, so the new song is called Hold On My Love. It will be out today on May 7th. And it's going to be one of the singles that we're releasing over the summer to support the new Ready Ruckus album that will be dropping on September 10th.
Refresh our memory with this new album. How many songs and where did you record it?
So there will be 12 songs on it, original tunes. We laid down the tracks at Boxcar Studios. Have you ever been to Boxcar, Gunner?
You know what? Years and years ago, but it wasn't Boxcar then, right?
There was a different studio
there? It was called Vibrangler.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Am I thinking of the same studio?
It's the one by Gage Park.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't called Boxcar then, so... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like eons ago.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know if it's the same room as it was before, but it's a beautiful studio. I mean, they've got a beautiful live room and a really amazing control room. It really feels like you're cutting a record in somebody's basement. And, we had a great time there.
I was just chatting with my buddy Steve Deeps. He just went back into that studio to do some recording as well for his new stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'm hearing more and more people are going there, it seems. It's really, if you didn't know about it, you wouldn't even really know that it's there, because a lot of the other studios, I find they kind of stand on their own. They're either in their own buildings or you kind of know where they are. But this one is kind of like it's in a building that's shared with other businesses and studios and things. And you kind of walk up a few flights of stairs, and then when you get there, you're like, oh, this is a jewel. This is an absolute gem of a place to go.
That kind of atmosphere, and you did the, what was it, 12 songs in this place. Was that kind of like did you find a little bit inspirational when you did the album there, like, or a little bit easier?
So basically what happened was we did the drums and the bass there, and then we did the guitars and vocals in a studio that's in the Hamilton Dream Center. And basically what we wanted to do with the bass and drums was we wanted to lay down a live off the floor type of tracking, and then we were going to layer everything on top of that. And we found that was a really good place to really relax and really talk about the songs in constructive ways. And then also it provided an atmosphere that was really comfortable for Pat Brown and Giordano Modesto, who's the bass player and or the drummer and the bass player. And basically we tracked all the bass and all the drums with time to spare over 2 days, and that was because of the environment of the room for sure.
Doing one in one room and then switching it to another studio, some artists have the ability to go from do a song in one studio, do another song in another studio, and others, you can hear the differences in the momentum of an album. Like, it sort of loses, some albums end up losing the momentum of what an album could be because they just do it in they're the victim of their own circumstances, like time, money, that sort of thing, or over a couple year period, that sort of thing. Is that something that you ever worry about, like for time, like and doing it in different locations, or would you ideally just like to sit in one place at one point and just do the whole thing one spot, 2 months or a month's time?
Yeah, I think in terms of your comment, it really depends on who you are as an artist and what you need out of that time. I think some artists, they need to sit in the studio and they just need to spend all of their time there and bang out whatever they need to bang out. For us, there was a lot of planning behind it. So we actually did 2 rounds of pre-production. One was in February of last year, and then the other was, I believe, in late August. So we were really, really prepared. We knew the songs inside and out. So with this particular situation where we were going to the two, it was really a situation where the engineer who worked on the record, his name's Vince Solveri, he ran the studio in the Hamilton Dream Center. So in one way, we were using it to cut down on costs. But mm-hmm. another reason was to use all of his gear and all of the stuff that he knew really, really well. And it also afforded us more time if we needed it. And actually, for us, it worked out because we were able to have those extra sessions. We were able to add in other things that we might have been pressed for time if we had spent all of our time at Boxcar.
Right.
And I really think it depends on the record and the songs and how the songs are written and how they're produced. Because if you, in my opinion, if you have a lot of time to prepare, to think about what you're going to do, it's not so much the room that matters, but kind of what you want to get out of the sessions and what's going to work best for you ultimately.
Is Ready Ruckus the type of band that could just live in, like, if only it could it exist just as a band, just putting out albums and never playing live?
No. I don't think that's possible for us, because playing live has been something that's been baked into the DNA of who we are as individual musicians. That I think the idea of just going into the studio, releasing music and never having an audience interaction, that's almost like a form of torture, in my opinion. You know, you've created this cultural product that other people can connect to, and to not have the opportunity to connect with them on a personal level, at least for me, I don't think I could do it. I would rather have the opposite, where, you know, if it did come down to it, if we could only play live but never lay down any records, that would probably be my preference out of those two situations, if you ask me.
We're at this point now, because you and I are doing this pre-recorded interview. We're at this point right now where Hamilton and all of Ontario is under a lockdown, and it's in April. And after May, this song will come out in May. Then we got June, July, August coming up. Is there any plans of doing a live show? Like, are you planning to do a live show if permitted? Any ideas, that sort of stuff?
Well, it was actually, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because last year we had actually booked a tour in May, and we were so excited because it was our very first tour. We've never been on tour before, And we had a tour booked from Hamilton to Quebec City and back. And probably maybe around this time last year or maybe just before, we had to call it. We had to say, you know, we've booked time off work. We can't, we're obviously, we're not, it's, the pandemic is not going to go away at this point. So, you know, you just got to cut your losses and move on. I would love to be able to play these songs live for other people. But again, you know, I think we've been taking the guidelines pretty seriously. We're still taking, you know, whatever the venues are kind of saying in terms of their safety plans and guidelines. We're taking that very seriously. So I guess fingers crossed. I'd love to, for that to happen sooner than later, but it's hard to predict the future. That's for sure. Hey, everybody, this is Rob Brown from the Ruddy Ruckus. You can check out our new single, Hold On My Love, at ruddyruckus.com.
When day after day turns to week after week, and month after month turns to years, there's something that I have to get off my chest. I can't hold it back, oh, my dear. If you lie to me in the middle,
this is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I'm sick of making mixtapes. Ain't nobody grateful. Ain't nobody paying me. 4 goddamn albums. And y'all call all of them beautiful flows.
Ain't nobody put respect on it. I still get made fun of on Twitter.
What do I gotta do?
All right.
Yeah. Alright, here's the title track. Sonicization over this hook, so it has more impact when you hear it next. This one's about my kid and my wife and my life. They said Young Flo was only rapping about nothing. Yeah. It's been about 5 years since first tape and second. I know you ain't saying my name yet, but at home I'm a legend. I'm talking very private shows and all my fans get foot massages. Got a car and moving up, but can't afford me no garages. Now they're saying Father Flo's has got a baby on the way. I swear it makes me tear up, I can't wait to see your face. I got my mind on these designer teethers, my kid icy like a freezer. Yeah, time to censor up and tell a foe to kiss my keister. Look, I got a crib, this ain't a flex, my baby don't live in it. Always the best, I always be giving it. Brody the rapper, he rolling like cinnamon. Smooth, I get the dividends. You ain't even winning friends. Yeah, R.I.P. Willifred, but death will be in the end for us all, but I got time. Never fog as I got mine. Forest tall and I'm gon' climb. Penny pincher got a whole dime. Hit the drum with a soft rhyme. Get him paused like a stop sign. Like police how I talk fine. Flows is going like a hotline.
La 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 la, like my rap go. Got stems like I just bought the roses. I'm sure I got you look like tobacco. This rocks in you by Father Flows. La 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 la, like my hooks say. I don't need to plug at no Denmark strings, boy. I just be stuck in my good days. I'm writing whatever my full heart brings.
Focus on that and I get it. Flowsus, I rap like a menace. Got no tobacco, just lettuce. I know how to rap, I don't know where my head is. I'm thinking about medicine, go vaccinate. Yeah, I wanna see my kid graduate. Don't give me no facts if you fabricate them. I've been fascinated cause you really made them up. Hey, make it look chill. My baby been popping them prenatal pills. It's crazy that I got the pieces to build a family home. Now we gonna fill it up. I be the greatest, you know this. Yeah. Hey. I hope you enjoy Father Flows's.
La 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 la.